In Geneva tomorrow, Iran and six world powers return to the negotiating table for 2 days of talks over Tehran's nuclear program. Since the last talks 14 months ago, Tehran has continued to enrich uranium. Now diplomats wonder if renewed talks can lead to, if not a breakthrough, at least a sense that constructive engagement is worth pursuing. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Geneva. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Lan.
This meeting is beginning under a cloud of at least two potentially destabilizing events, the assassination last week of an Iranian nuclear scientist by an unknown assailant, and the WikiLeaks release of secret diplomatic cables that reveal some of the inner workings of American diplomacy regarding Iran. What impact might those events have on tomorrow's talks?
Well, let's take the murder of one scientist and the wounding of another last week. That has really solidified the view among Iranian leaders and a growing segment of the public that Iran is the victim of an international conspiracy to deny it its right to nuclear power, by murder if necessary. Now, this school of thought blames not just Israel and the West, but the United Nations as well. Iranian officials say that's because some nuclear scientists were named in a UN Security Council sanctions resolution, and some of them came under attack. Iran's intelligence chief has added to the fray, saying the UN nuclear agency has sent what he called foreign spies to inspect nuclear sites. Now, the WikiLeaks documents, in one sense, also feed into that atmosphere of suspicion because they appear to reveal just how isolated the country is and how many of its Persian Gulf Arab neighbors would look the other way, if not quietly cheer, were there a military strike against Iran. So all of these things would seem to weigh against an easy path to compromise here in Geneva.
Peter, what's the U.S. position going into these talks?
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton welcomed the talks. She called them a chance to find out if Iran is serious about engaging, especially on the issue of enriching uranium. Last year, you recall, there was an attempt, ultimately unsuccessful, to get Iran to swap out its low-enriched uranium for fuel rods to use in a medical research reactor. The problem was Iran wouldn't give up enough of its uranium at any one time to satisfy the international side. And since then, of course, their stockpile has continued to grow. So if you were to try another swap arrangement, it would have to be even larger. But I think it's clear that what the international side wants, what America and its allies want, is to get Iran to admit that it's at least willing to consider to stop enriching uranium.
And what does Tehran hope to get out of these talks?
Well, ideally, what Iran would like is some kind of deal that does allow it to keep enriching uranium. That would validate for them the fact that the international community recognizes its right to nuclear energy. Now, the question is, how do you convince the world then that you're not also secretly developing a weapons capability? I think Iran also would like to add other topics, notably the question of Israel's nuclear arsenal. But what Iran really needs is a path towards easing the international sanctions. They're having, reportedly, a serious impact in some areas. Many Iranians are suffering, and that makes them unhappy with their government. So if there were some way of formulating a face-saving deal that would reduce sanctions, that might be quite attractive to Tehran.
There aren't a lot of high expectations about these talks. Is there any reason to think something unexpected may occur in the next 2 days?
Well, I think we have to say it's an uphill climb at the moment. But remember, last year's fuel swap proposal came out of a session with equally low expectations. And regardless of whether there's a breakthrough, I think both sides, after the steady increase in tensions recently, would agree that even agreeing on further talks would represent some kind of progress.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Geneva. Peter, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.